Learning to build in Minecraft can be an intimidating and difficult task, but in today's video, I'm going to show you a 5-step method to make better builds in Minecraft. So let's start with our very first step, and I'm going to drill this one. Make a layout on the ground before building. Now, making a layout for a build can be overcomplicated. I've seen people on YouTube tell you to just make a random shape on the ground and then start building. Please don't do this. Instead, recognize that 99% of builds in Minecraft, you only need two shapes, a rectangle or a circle. Even for your complicated builds, it's just a series of circles and rectangles. For instance, behind both of these, I have two builds that the entire layout is simply that. The tower's layout or base is just a simple circle, and this storage warehouse build is just a simple rectangle. Now, let's look at this barracks build that I did in my survival let's play. This building looks complex, but if we see the layout on the ground here, it's just two rectangles and a circle put together all in one. Taking a look at a recent gatehouse build that I also did in my survival series, once again, just three rectangles for the basic layout of the build. Ever wanted to do one of those really cool diagonal builds that some of your favorite YouTubers do? Easy. A diagonal layout is just simply multiple rectangles shifted backward or forward by a single block. So to get yourself started with this method, I recommend going into a creative world and making just a series of circles and rectangles to use for your builds. Make them and then work on just smashing some of them together and make a few layouts of different shapes. Then try to turn those layouts into builds using the rest of the methods in this video. Speaking of which, let's move on to step number 2, making your roofs. Your initial instinct after making your layout is going to be to start with walls. Please don't do this. Always start with your roof first. And the reasoning behind doing this is because you're going to be adding in varying heights to your roof line. Let's look at some of these builds. Do you see how this roof is slightly taller than this one? That's because I planned it to be so. I started with my layout and then built up each shape to different heights. If you start with your walls first, you tend to make the walls all the same height, and thus your roof will be fitting the shape of the walls. You don't really want that. You want your roof to be on different levels and then weave them together. Interesting roofs can make or break a build. I've long said, if you have a terrible roof, you're going to have a terrible build. So I've taught you my first 2 steps. These are by far my most powerful tools to get you started building better. So let's quickly put them into practice. I'm going to make a simple layout using step 1, and I'm going to keep it simple, just 4 rectangles and a circle. Now I'm going to start with roofs. I'm going to bring each shape's corners up to different heights. I highly recommend making these pillars odd numbers like 9, 11, 13, 15, or whatever you need. This ensures that you have plenty of room and have a center point vertically up the wall. Keep in mind that circles are usually towers, so those need to be the tallest, but the rest of them, just make sure they're different in height. Now, get your roofs in. There are a lot of guides for different roofs in Minecraft and how to build them. I'll likely make an updated roof video here soon as well, so stay tuned for that. But your goal right now is to get the roof in and weave them together. Remember, your roofs are all on different heights, so your goal is to make sure you're covering the layout that you put on the ground. So for my layout, I ended up with some roofs that look like this. Not bad. Moving on to step 3, and now it's time for your walls. Depending on the style of build you're doing and your block palette, these can be hard to standardize and have a one-size-fits-all approach, but I'll give you a couple of examples. For instance, if you're building in a medieval style, you'll usually do a foundation of stone mixture, such as stone, cobble, and andesite. Also, medieval builds have a trope of having the upper floor stick out slightly further than the foundation, so you may want to make your walls with a jut out towards any of the edges. It's a small detail, but it isn't always necessary. As another example, if you're building in a more modern cottage style, you may not need a jut out or anything. You can simply follow the layout that you made at ground level. The way I like to think about builds is your walls determine your style and the roof determines your flair. Now, once you have your build filled in with walls, start punching out some windows and any doors that you want. You usually want a lot of windows. I recommend making most windows 2 blocks tall by 1 block wide, as they're very easy to decorate. Windows let in natural light into the build from outside and gives you a place to decorate around whenever you get into the detailing of your build. Speaking of detailing, that's our step number 4. You should now have your walls, roof, windows, and doors in place. It's time to detail those out. And my favorite block for this is trap doors. They are extremely versatile blocks and can be used above windows with an open fence gate to add a covering. They can be used as shutters next to windows, either slightly open or fully open against the building. They can be used to make plant boxes at ground level or plant boxes outside of windows. They can be used to make a smoking chimney with a campfire. They can be used on your roof to add some trimming. You can even combine it with some slab blocks, and you really start to see the power of trap doors in detailing a build. But there are other useful blocks, like things like flowers, leaves, slabs, buttons, and much more. Really, you're looking for anything that can be used to break up a flat surface of a building. This is a portion of building that I really think people overcomplicate sometimes. Here's a general rule. If there is a 3x3 area of your build that is completely flat, you likely need to add some detailing. Now, that's not a 100% of the time rule, as you can see with this build here, because we can make up with some of that loss of depth sometimes by using texturing instead. Which leads to our very last step, texturing. Now, some people like to do this before detailing the build, and that's totally fine. You can do detailing and texturing in any order that you're comfortable with. I like to save it until last personally because I find that a build should look decent without any texturing at all. I find texturing to be the cherry on top of a sundae. You already have a beautiful build, now we're just adding a last touch of flair. So for texturing, there are many methods, but I'm going to go over the 2 most common. First is the gradient. A gradient texture can mean a couple of different things. For instance, if I'm making a stone tower, I'll usually have cobble near the bottom, then stone in the middle, and then andesite near the top. In order to gradient these layers together, I punch out blocks from the top layer and bring up the stone, then I punch blocks out from the stone layer and bring down the andesite. I then do this to the bottom for the cobblestone and stone as well. At the end of it, you have a gradient. But this is a gritty texture gradient, not a color gradient. We are still in the same spectrum, generally, of gray. The second kind of gradient is a bit harder to do, and that's the color gradient. Basically, you're going to change your textures from something dark and transition it to something lighter, or vice versa. Here's an example of a color gradient. Notice how you're starting with a super dark block of deep slate, and then you're moving all the way up to calcite, a super light block. And here's an example of how to use a color gradient. I only took a small section of the example I showed, but you get the idea. You want to slowly transition from one color to the next in your build. Now, the second form of texturing is just random texturing. For example, if you're using a block like calcite in your build, you'll take a block that is similar in color and mix it in to break up the continuous textures. In this case, I'll use diorite to break up the calcite. But other examples of this are cobble to break up stone brick, or spruce planks to break up stripped spruce logs. This method is a bit more freeform and therefore easier to do. However, don't go overboard with texturing, or else it'll just look like a mess. A good rule of thumb is for a 3x3 area, you should have one texturing block. Again, not a perfect method, but it'll get you started until you get a feel for building. And now, congratulations! You have the basic methods that I use to create the builds on my channel. But there are still plenty more techniques to learn. So why don't you check out my Survival Kingdom Let's Play, where I'm creating a huge kingdom in Survival Minecraft, and I give tips along the way. I hope you enjoyed this video, and I'll see you next time.